This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And as usual, friends, we got 2 hours today. So that means we've got twice as much information to cover before our allotted time is expired. So with that said, folks, if you want to call us, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, that's who we are. That's our basket filled with fruit. If you want to check us out online and check out 13 to 15 articles every single day of the week, go ahead and check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Information combating the lies to the CIA-controlled media. Just had Kevin Shipp on yesterday, former CIA, talking about Operation Mockingbird. Folks, it's controlled. All the information is propaganda. He even worked with William Casey, who had said that the information given is disinformation to make the American people believe their lies. Okay, so we're combating that, and we're combating it in making reference to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution. Nothing else is going to do it, friends. If you want to see a stick for what it is, a straight one will always show the deviation of the crooked one. That's exactly what we're doing here. We're also called to be the light of the world, which reproves darkness, Ephesians 5:11, and the list goes on. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Click onto YouTube on the right side of the page. Join us on live chat. I pay attention to that. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto YouTube right up on the top left. You'll see us there. And join us on live chat. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, folks. If this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, you ready for this? Evangelicals, as they call themselves, these are these same bird hippies, friends, from the 60s, talking about free love, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, that are now telling and urging Christians in America to take the vaccinations. Did you hear what I said? Folks, when it comes to battle, when it comes to the fight, friends, these are the first ones to capitulate in face of the battle. And I'm going to prove that to you in just a couple of minutes. These are the same burnt hippies, friends, in the church that you're seeing in government today that are destroying this country. And why is that? Because they forgot that it was a good fight of faith. See, friends, they want their freedoms, but they want someone else to lay on the altar of sacrifice to give it to them. You know, as I've said 1,000 times before concerning politicians, hey, folks, they love their country so much that they're willing that your sons and daughters lay themselves down for the freedoms that they have to continuously destroy the country that they're supposed to maintain. That's a fact. Okay? So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. Got some more information coming at you from that of Ron Paul and his co-host. Great information coming out about how as COVID hospitalizations disappear, why aren't authoritarians giving up? Because, friends, they're encouraged. They're encouraged by those that they see wearing masks today. They see enough people complying. Though 90% of them say that they don't agree with it, they don't want to wear the mask, they do it anyways. They're pretending with the authoritarians, as Ron Paul called them. So they're encouraged as they're enabled to continue on. And their assault concerning the American people. I want you to listen to this, friends. It's a short piece. It's a minute and 54 seconds. As COVID hospitalizations disappear, why aren't authoritarians giving up?
It was a piece that we both read by Daniel Horowitz, who's done some really good work in the Conservative Review, just pulling out statistics and saying why the lockdowns, why are they doing it? Well, his latest article is coronavirus hospitalizations down to the lowest levels of the pandemic. So where is our exit strategy? And he makes some really important points in here. First of all, that the hospitals never went, with very few exceptions, even in Houston, they never even went beyond their early second tier of ICU beds. A couple of points that he makes. On August 13th, the CDC surveillance program found that coronavirus-like illnesses made up just 1.8% of emergency room visits. In July, they were 4.3%. So essentially disappearing throughout the country are hospitalizations. Deaths, of course, are way down. And what Daniel points out, and a lot of others that we read on Twitter that are following this very closely, the numbers, objectively following the numbers, is that this virus seems to start petering out when it reaches 20% saturation of society. And I'm not a scientist, but speculation is that there is a natural T-cell immunity that many people in society have, and it hits that brick wall at that point. And that's what we've seen in the Sun Belt, where it's just taken a dive. It continues to dive. Hospitalizations continue to dive. And the case demic, which we've talked about last week here, is primarily, especially in Texas, has to do with how they're rigging the books, cooking the books,
whoa,
and just plain incompetent, and how they're counting cases from April and adding them into our current roll to make it look like it's worse than it is.
Wow, to make it look worse than it really is. Isn't that one of the Saul Alinsky tactics? Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is? How about when it comes to their lying, fraudulent narratives? It's exactly what's being played out here, friends. Did you see how, or did you hear how minimal those numbers were? And yet the American people are going along with it? How many times, I ask again, how many times does the narrative need to be debunked, friends? Now they got the American people talking about vaccinations, and they can't even prove the narrative that they originally pushed on the American people. Whoa! That's called roughshodding, friends. That's riding right over the top of all objections. Of all of those good doctors that are telling the American people that you're being lied to, but yet there are the American people to go right along with it. I got a question for you, America. How many times do corrupt politicians, how many times do they need to be caught with a smoking gun in their hand? Keep in mind an 11% approval rating. How many times do they need to be caught with the smoking gun in hand? Scandal after scandal, lie after lie, fraud after fraud, and yet the American people still let them do it on another day. That's a question I can't answer for those that let them do what they do. I can tell you that right now. Because as for me, in this ministry, we're not letting them do the things that they're doing today. That's why we're going to take it to them, and that's exactly what we've been doing for 23 years. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to highlight an individual that I knew this tone of voice was coming from an American that said, enough is enough. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. One of the things that we've always talked about is you can oppress a people for so long before they stand up. And that's exactly what's happening across the country. America, for those that have their head stuck in the sand, I want to make you aware that people across the country are preparing for this fall. Even your enemies know something is wrong. They're preparing because they know that they're being lied to. They know that this forced compliance is a fraud. They know that what their government is doing today is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. They know that this is about further enslaving the American people. They understand this. And I've continuously told the American people, again, and I'm telling the tyrants the same thing, you can only push a people so far before they respond. No, I'm not saying the American people don't deserve what they get, but what I have a problem with is when the innocent pay the price for the guilty. Okay? We are where we're at today, and I've said it before, but every country deserves the government that it has. When the American people don't take the time to read their founding documents, which starts out with "We the People." If you go to that which is laid out before, they call it the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, and understanding again that we are the government and that those that represent us and those that operate with delegated authority comes from "We the People," not "They the government," to receive privileges. Okay, it's completely upside down. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. And again, people are catching on to this all over the country. And I've heard this for years in this country, especially down south. I was just in Michigan last week. There's a different tone amongst the people, folks. And I'm talking about a tone that brings it to a level of drawing the line in the sand with corruption and letting them know that no more is this going to happen. We've been desensitized to suffer your abuses long enough. And this is one such person. I want you to listen to this guy. This guy's out from California. And I got his last name here. And I'll do my best. Just hang on a second. I'm pulling this up. Carlos Pacata. Okay, his name is Carlos Pacata out of California. He's a business owner. And I want you to listen to the tone of the American people across the country, because he is speaking that tone even now. Listen to this.
Zapata, I wasn't going to speak. I was out to speak here, you know. Sheriff, good to see you. I'm telling you guys, you know, I'm pretty appalled at what's going on. You know, at first we sat as concerned citizens that we all wanted to figure out how to best navigate our way through this whole COVID thing, you know. And as we realized that it's not quite as dangerous as we thought it'd be, you know, I was absolutely appalled and cowardice, you know. And as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks, because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing. It's absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people.
He's confronting his representatives.
And I'm telling you, our families are starving. You know, you guys can sit here with your jobs. You can sit here and you're going to get paid. You can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there. Okay? And I'm telling you right now that right now we're being peaceful. And you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens. But it's not going to be peaceful much longer. Okay? And this isn't a threat. I'm not a criminal. I've never been a criminal. But I'm telling you that good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has a ball to say what I'm saying right now. That we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes, because our families are starving.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears and you absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be gathered outside saying Pledge of Allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you see the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it has to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us. Open the county. Let our citizens do what they need to do. Let owners of businesses do what they need to do to feed their families. Take the masks off. Quit masking and muzzling your children. The psychological damage you're doing to them is horrible. I've had 6 friends kill themselves since it's happened. Veterans who lost their jobs. How do you feel about being complicit in perpetuating that? The greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people.
There you go.
You're a part of it by wearing your masks. In Shasta County, we're supposed to be red country up here. Not blue country, we're red country up here.
See, there's the problem right there, red country. In other words, he's saying that we're the good guys. You know, we're the law abiders here, right? No, but see, this is where people are all messed up with this whole Democrat-Republican charade. It's all a farce. They're both wearing the same jersey, friends. Look what's happening under Donald Trump's administration. He claims to be the good guy. He claims to be the guy that's making America great again, when in fact the country's being destroyed systematically, methodically, step by step, being handed over to the United Nations, which was created by us out of World War II because it failed after World War I under Woodrow Wilson, just for the record. Okay, so every step of the way, friends, we're doing this to ourselves, and it needs to stop. But people are beginning to say, you know what? I need to take responsibility. And I also want to say this. When you look out the book of Amos, you look at the book of the prophets, friends, you'll always notice that the Lord would allow judgments to fall upon his people that they might repent before him. Okay? And if they refuse to repent before him, this is what's going to take place. Well, hopefully, these judgments that have been raining down on America and the American people are enough to engage the American people to love God enough to now repent through a work of the Holy Ghost, John 16, and in the process repent before God and put their faith in Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. This is what's happening across the country. I can tell you right now, scripturally speaking, historically speaking, friends, we are not going to get to the other side of this unscathed. Too much has been permitted in this country, and the accomplices have been the 330 million people that have sat back and watched corrupt representatives do the things that they have done. We're not going to get out of this unscathed, friends. You can rest assured. When you look at God's judgments, he purges. He will not at all, in any sense of the word, overlook iniquity in any sense of the word. Well, if you're in Christ, the Bible says, let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That means lawlessness. And what is the fulfilling of the law, friends? It's love. Okay? We need to look out for each other in the days up and coming. We need to unite. We need to begin to communicate with our neighbors because this is something that we have not done. We've allowed corruption to even take it a step further, friends, concerning social distancing. Give me a break, friends. Give me a break. You know, I got to tell you a little story. Yesterday, I went inside of a store, and I just had to pick up these little chlorine tablets. They're for like a pool, swimming pool. And it's in the Minneapolis area that I went in, and I just walked in, and a lady said to me right away, sir, do you have a mask? I said, nope, I am legally exempt. The U.S. Constitution. All right? So I went about my business, just had to grab one thing. I knew what I was going for, so it was going to be a quick in and out anyways. So I had a lady come over. The history of these people has always been very rude. Their prices are crazy. The reason I went there is because I didn't want to drive 45 minutes further than where this store was from my house. And all of a sudden, I go up to the counter, three people inside of the store, two of them behind the counter, and one customer right to my left. And as I start to check out, the lady looks over at me, the one that wasn't checking me out, the other one on the left side of me, serving another customer, and she started talking about the mask. I said, whoa. I said, just wait a second. By the way, today's not a good day for you to do this anyways. But outside of that, I said to her, I said, you need to be careful with asking people questions that they are not lawfully required to respond to. There's HIPAA laws, there's OSHA laws, so on and so forth. And right away, friends, I don't know what it was or what it was inside of this guy, what it was that was inside of this guy, that he thought he was going to be emboldened enough to open his big mouth. And so you know what he did? He looked over at me and said, oh, those HIPAA laws only apply. I said, looked at him and I just said, do me a favor. I said, shut your mouth and mind your own business, sheeple. I said, I'm not going to put one of those on so I can pretend with you. Right? Mr. I don't believe the media. Right? Mr. and Mrs. I don't trust the government. Who told you about the virus? Who's selling you the vaccinations? The same people. I looked at the store owner. She looked at me and she said, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. I said, I'm done here. I'm done here. Folks, a lot of these people, they have nobody to blame but themselves. 55% of the businesses that have been shut down because they complied to the government's unconstitutional edicts will never open again. I got to tell you. The more I see and understand people's hypocrisy, the less I sympathize with their positions. They put themselves in the positions that they are in. I'm not saying everybody, but what I just partook with yesterday, they're doing it to themselves, folks. And they've allowed the government to force them to be the mask police in creating contention between them and their customers that are no longer going to return because of their unlawful compliance and their police masking of their own clientele. Not going to fly. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here, just north of Sacramento, California, it's difficult to breathe through a thick cloud of brown smoke from hundreds of wildfires. They started from lightning storms, which happened earlier in the week. Nearly 12,000 firefighters statewide continue to battle the blazes, 22 of which are major. The flames have already burned an area three times the size of Los Angeles. At least six people have died. Governor Gavin Newsom says resources are stretched thin.
We've been on the phone with governors trying to reach out as far as the East Coast to see if we can get resources here into the state of California.
Paul Verkammen is in Napa Valley.
Here we've had 314,000 acres burned, some 560 structures completely destroyed. This is now the second largest wildfire in California history.
This is USA Radio News. Bad news for the Gulf region. Two tropical weather systems are moving towards the Gulf Coast. USA's Kenneth Burns reports on how one Texas city is preparing.
Houston officials are planning ahead of Tropical Storm Laura and Depression 14, which could become Tropical Storm Marco by Sunday. They're urging residents to be prepared now. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says first responders will be ready to perform water rescues, if any. He also says they've kept the COVID-19 pandemic in mind.
We still will be intending to take do the COVID checks and to spread people out. And so, again, this is one of the times where you may have to be encouraged to shelter in place or shelter with family or friends or neighbors if it is needed.
It has been more than 60 years since two tropical strength storms have been in the Gulf at the same time. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, don't want the emails, don't want the texts. You want to call in, 129 radio stations listening to you right now across the country. 53 countries are listening to us right now. We are number one and number two for a reason, because people are sick and tired of diplomacy. We all know what diplomacy is seduction under another guise. We see the conservatives of the day continuously feeding the American people the left-right paradigm to further divide the American people, Mark 3:25, and people are sick and tired of it. Conservatives today, friends, are just yesterday's liberals, just for the record. I want to say this. If they were the right, there wouldn't be a left. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And I'll tell you what, the mass majority of the American people, first-hand experience, hands-on, talking, being a part of communities all across the country, friends, all year long, people are at the end of what they are tolerating. Okay? They're not diplomacy. They're not diplomatic, I should say. They're not compromisers. You know what that is, right? Where two men get together and they both agree on what they know, what they both know is wrong. They're sick of that. They're sick and tired of losing their country. I got this for you. Why don't we do this? Because the Bible tells us in Matthew 24, verse 12, it says, "And because of lawlessness, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." How about instead of the American people warring against one another, why don't they turn on those responsible for creating the domestic insurrection in the first place? That sounds like a good plan to me. That sounds like a whole lot of common sense to me. It really does. You know, I just seen a post this morning. A good first step to fixing America, Americans, would be to prosecute politicians who violate their oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend, listen to me, defend the Constitution, not trample the Constitution of the United States of America. Let me say it again. A good first step to fixing America would be to prosecute politicians who violate their oath of office and to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Let me take it a step further concerning what I was just talking about during the last segment. The businesses that are enforcing the mask mandates, quit patronizing them. Don't go there no more. Did you hear what I said? Don't go there no more. The businesses are going to have to take responsibility and deal with the governors and the mayors in court, one-on-one. And they needn't sue the states. They need to sue the individuals that are mandating that which is unconstitutional. Listen to what I just said. Don't patronize their stores anymore. Don't give them business anymore. If they're going to be that foolish to begin to enforce what is unconstitutional on their customers, their clients, then don't go into their stores anymore. It's just that simple. They're going to have to turn around and then deal with those that are attempting to force them to do what they don't want to do in the first place. But yet they do it. You know, it reminds me of when people say, well, the devil made me do it. The devil didn't make you do anything. You made a choice to do it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. You want the New Testament? I can give you that too. It's found in Romans 6, as a matter of fact. It says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But Christians, God be thanked that we've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. If the American people are sick and tired of watching their governments and the mainstream media create war amongst us, then we need to obey God and the U.S. Constitution and turn and begin to deal with those that are creating the domestic insurrection in the first place. That's the bottom line. And it's about as sound without error as I can get. Which moves me into our main topic today. Hey friends, as the government is acting out foreign to the U.S. Constitution, which they are, I would love to take folks, I wouldn't care if it was the President of the United States of America. And I don't say this to be cocky, I don't say this to be arrogant, I say it because it's written and it's right in front of me right now that they are to uphold the Constitution, not to tear it down. But I would love, even to the President of the United States of America, I would love to sit in an unbiased courtroom amongst jurors and take these politicians, starting in the People's White House, according to the Constitution, and show this country the violations and transgressions that have been committed against we the people. If I were ever the President of the United States of America, I would be like that of Josiah. We all know who Josiah is, right? Well, Josiah is the one that he read the book of the law, and once he began to understand what the book of the law said, he began to deal with the corrupt. He began to tear down the idols. Right? They're all over us in this country. And they're idols that are destroying us because people are worshiping them. It's because of the people's will, worship, and idolatry that are bringing us to the position that we're in today. As the government is acting out foreign to the U.S. Constitution, so is the church acting out foreign to the Bible. Oh, it's true. Folks, there's so many people today that accuse good representatives for the wrong thing. They accuse them for doing their jobs. There's good representatives. We have a couple in the state of Minnesota, which I am happy to stand with every step of the way. But what do? Because they're so media-minded, they attack the good guys, and then they side with the bad guys. right? Well, let me say it this way. So is the church acting out foreign to the Bible. So many people accuse professed Christians of things that Christ himself condemned. As a matter of fact, it brought him to the cross to subject himself to be the propitiation of the sins of the world. Let me say that again. People accuse Christians of things they're not guilty of. Well, you got to remember that nobody rebuked religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. And what they do is they lump you in with a lot, and then they accuse you of everything that they've seen hypocrites do. Wait a second. 1 John 2:4 says that he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Real Christians understand 1 John 2:6, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself walk as he walked. That's real Christianity. If you're going to be accused of anything, let it be the right things, not the wrong things. Same thing in politics. And we're seeing it completely upside down on its head today. So let me say this again. As the government is acting out foreign to the U.S. Constitution, which they are on display all day long, so is the church acting out foreign to the Bible. They are both now telling you, America, to submit to tyranny by taking the vaccinations. Oh, we gotta tear this one down too, friends. Hey, folks, these people are nothing but a reproach and a proverb. A taunt and a curse is what they are. They're a curse because they mean to advocate bringing a curse about the people by suggesting to them not to make it political, but just go ahead and take the vaccinations. In other words, submit to the tyranny and take the vaccinations. This is what the church is saying. Instead of the church taking its rightful role, remember in the cases of judgment, it was first the priest and then the magistrates. That's how they worked hand in glove together. Okay? One spiritual, one natural. One spiritual, one natural. What do we see today? We see the church submitting to the state as if to suggest this is a monarchy, which it is not. Okay? Again, the church has it completely backwards, and so does the government today. But the government, corruption in government, will be more than happy to take the church's role, and it's exactly what they've done. And again, let me say this, Jeremiah 24, verse 9, they are a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse. Folks, they're an embarrassment because it's not the church of Jesus Christ, okay? And I've said this 100 times, and how is it that I know this? Listen, I was in the rock and roll world doing everything that I shouldn't have done. Not one time did anybody that called themselves a Christian ever confront me with my sin or tell me what it says in the Bible. Never one time. Never one time. And that's not an excuse for me because there's a Bible in every hotel room when we were touring, which, by the way, I was paying attention to, which, by the way, at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, I turned the preacher on, an old Baptist preacher. Because I began to become thirsty spiritually. And the Lord is the one that induced these prayers that would go back up to him that he would answer and coming back and answering and show me who I'm not to show me who he is, just for the record. But folks, when the Lord began to process me, to break me down, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Psalm 51, verse 17. Isaiah 66, verse 2. Going back to Psalm 34, verse 18. It's all there for you to understand the process that God brings us through. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. Okay? The first thing that he did through this process was bring me into the church, but to study the Word. The only place that I felt right was when I was in the Word of God. Then I would go into the church, and when I'd go into the church, I began to notice that it wasn't lined up to the Word of God. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, this isn't what I'm coming in here for. I'm coming in here because I want the bread of life. I want to be built up in Christ. I don't want to be built up in the commandments of men that make void the commandments of God, Mark 7, right? I'm going to get back to this, friends, because, again, I want you to understand how I was brought up in the center of this mess. And I'll bring a quote in from Leonard Ravenhill on the other side of this. As a matter of fact, I'll write it down so I don't forget it. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to get back to my topic. I have a phone call coming in from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Kim. What say you?
Hi, Bradley. I just wanted to call your attention to the new collar that the state of Maine has asked its restaurant workers to wear if they're uncomfortable with masking. It's actually a Victorian dog collar.
I see that.
Upside down. Close yep. around the neck, up above the head, so that their breath will go up. Yep. I also wanted to confirm and witness to what you're saying. I've been accosted twice in 2 days for shopping. Without a mask, mind you, I haven't worn one yet. But the last 2 days, it's almost a stream of consciousness. The new talking point is, if you refuse to mask, then you're disrespecting God's children. That's what they're that's what they're saying. And it's amazing. Fortunately, both cases, I took the opportunity to teach and educate, and I also, in both instances, had another masked customer come up and defend me, one of which today was a lawyer who said, my husband has informed me that people like her are not breaking the law.
That's right.
He said, especially God's law. So
that's
I just wanted to add that, and, it was interesting because she was wearing a mask, but she jumped to my aid, so thank
Amen.
God.
You know what's interesting, Kim, because I've heard this more and more. I just got to be transparent with the information in a testimony that I partake with continuously. When I was in Michigan, when I'm in California, when I'm in or on the East Coast, if I'm in Texas, if I'm in Minnesota, if I'm anywhere in between, you know who I continuously see take a stand across the country? It's the women. And I praise God for every one of you doing it. I talked to a lady yesterday. I think she was probably 4 feet tall. 4 foot tall, I'm sorry. But I'll tell you what, little though she was, big was she on the inside. Much bigger, right? And the fact of the matter was, she was one that walked into a store and someone, when she was going throughout the checkout, the lady behind the counter said, well, we're not listen to this. We're not checking you out until you put a mask on. Wrong thing to say to the wrong woman. And she said, when I did it, Bradley, she said, all of a sudden I looked around and I started to notice other people taking their masks off, Kim. See, that's all it
exactly
takes is
right.
for the people to just stand up and take a little scrutiny. I mean, my son said it. Dad, can you imagine if everybody across the country just said no? Well, what are they going to do? And even the ones that are, though the numbers are small, that are saying no, what are they going to do? They don't have any law to enforce against people that don't comply. They're just trying through propaganda, continuously forge public opinion to begin to attack their political opposition as they continuously wield forced compliance and more power over the slaves that are willing to subject. So I high five you, Kim. I totally do.
I just know that
people are paying attention.
I just wanted to add, I think the perfect response to the latest of Bible and flag burnings would be appropriate to do mask burnings. We can do them at home by ourselves, safely on our barbecue grill, or at the beach. I happen to live at the beach. I mean, I think this would be an appropriate response and flood social media channels with these images.
Amen. Well, here, let me give you a bit of good news here. And what that means, I don't know. I'm not putting my trust in the arm of the flesh, but I can tell you, you know, when you just talked about big tech companies and we'll flood social media with it, we all know that we've been under attack by Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and Google. Folks, I can tell you firsthand from a leading attorney in the United States of America that these big tech companies, the American people, are beginning to flood the big tech companies with lawsuits. Because that's our
Amen.
Only retort, Kim. So this is sweeping America, and this radio show is for the very purpose of speaking to the country what other cowards and capitulators don't want to speak. And it's not according to the CIA's controlled narrative. Nope, we are sticking to what we know, and I'm getting this firsthand across the country. People are beginning to stand up, and I got to tell you, I'm pleased. We live in awful times, but we have an awesome opportunity right now, Kim, to also prove the God of Israel. And that's exactly what I intend to do before I leave this planet.
Thank you. And we appreciate it. I just wanted to add, here in New Jersey, it's unfortunate people are complying with stores and they are masking them. And I agree 1,000% with you. We need to create an online list somewhere of stores that refuse to uphold your constitutional rights and your religious freedoms to not mask. However, here in New Jersey, no one wears a mask pretty much other than going into one of these establishments. So
yeah.
I think not patronizing them is really, you know, fight back with the almighty dollar. That's what they seem to respond to. That should be our message.
Yeah, can I also add on to something that you said? I just want to hold you over for a minute here. It's interesting when you look at Acts 10:38, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. What's happening in this country right now belongs to the church. It does not belong to the state in any sense of the word. But notice how the government, the state, came in and took the initiative to ride, or at least should I say test the church to see where they were. And we can see that across the boards, for the most part, easily hands down, the church submitted to the government rather than to the Christ. When you go to Psalm 91, what does it say? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, not under the shadow of the government or the arm of the flesh, which is there to curse you. It says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver us, church, us Christians, from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by the day. Now listen to this, verse 6, Psalm 91. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, even when it doesn't exist, friends. Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday, and he promises a thousand shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. And if you're under the blood of Jesus Christ, you know it to be true. Kim, thank you very much for the phone call. I totally appreciate you. And you just keep doing what you're doing. Okay?
Well, thank you.
We're standing with you. Amen. Thank you. Folks, there we have it again. Another young lady standing up and doing this stuff. Are you not encouraged? I'm always encouraged by this. Oh, my goodness, friends. This is what the enemy fears more than anything. A people that have nothing to lose. A people that have nothing to lose but everything to gain. And these are the prerequisites of the Word of God. He who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. And then he offers you promise in Christ. Then he offers you a 30, 60, 100-fold in this life. Hey, folks, it was Jesus that said, greater works will you do than I did. He gave power to his apostles, his Christians, over all of the enemy. He said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. What are you listening to those that are submitting to what's taking place here? What is the history of your country that you have the audacity to shame our forefathers and submit to tyranny in such a bold-faced fashion by putting a mask on your face? You're God's creation. Stand up and act like it. You've been redeemed by the blood of Christ. Stand up and act like it. Believe is a verb, friends. It's a verb. It's an action word. And if we really believe in the Christ and His Word, by the way, I'm beyond believing. I know in whom I believed. Just like Paul said, he who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. He wasn't speculating. He wasn't deliberating what he should do. He knew what to do. That's why he stood up in the face of none other than the governors and King Agrippa. And I was thinking of Governor Festus. Folks, and another governor after that. And then he was going to the face of Caesar. Oh my goodness, look at John calling out the corruptions of the king, King Herod. Look at Jesus saying Herod, when the Pharisees said, come, you better get out of here. If not, Herod's going to kill you. What did Jesus say to them? He said, go tell that fox that a prophet's not going to perish in Jerusalem. He knew who he was. He knows who he is, and so does his brothers, because he's the captain of our salvation. And if we're truly seated with heavenly places, in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and we're in him who is the head of all principality and power, folks, how dare you shame the name of your Lord? Am I shaming you into obedience? No. I'm admonishing you to understand who you claim to be. And if that's not who you are, then I suggest that you just move along, because the Lord lays judgment upon those that claim to be something and yet do it not. What am I talking about? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain, folks. I'll tell you what, we don't want to take his name in vain. We're not moved by that law anymore, because Christ is fulfilling that law through us, Romans 3:31. Amen. Got hour two coming up. We're going to get back to the topic, friend. As the government is acting out foreign to the U.S. Constitution, so is the church acting out foreign to the Bible. Now they're trying to get you to submit to tyranny by taking the vaccinations. Be right back on the other side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.